Okay, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. All you need to do is just simply listen. Listen and concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, possibly never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a nice, relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do. You just want to listen to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen, even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on. You'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening. It's almost an unconscious action. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. As you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. It doesn't seem to be any way around it. It just simply is what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And you find that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And you may not have thought about it much, but continuing to listen means you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply a very easy thing to do. as you keep listening, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And because you can't seem to stop yourself, a part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, that it's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing, because all you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to sink slowly down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that you're already starting to enter trance, that there's a trance building deep within your mind, taking you down slowly deeper, deeper and deeper, and you may not have even noticed how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening, and because you can't seem to stop listening, everything other than my voice is starting to slip away. Just slipping away and disappearing. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world seems to be slipping away. Even your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, begin to slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every single word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you, is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down. Down into a nice, safe, comfortable trance that you may not have even noticed you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so very easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be anything you can stop. If you could, you might simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words, listening to my words, and sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on my words and what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out until there's absolutely nothing there but my voice, nothing but my voice, which you want to listen to. You want to listen to it as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. And once you find that place, once you are totally focused on my voice, completely fixed upon it, ignoring everything else in the world, you'll know that you're in a very deep trance. And once you reach that place, you'll find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They just keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, shutting out more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice, only concentrating on my voice, only focusing on my words. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every single word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. As the world slips away into oblivion, and there is only my voice, only my words. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. Now listen. Listen and go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed, just listening and relaxing. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, each and every one of them, relaxing so completely. 1. So very, very deep and relaxed, listening only to my words, so completely and utterly relaxed, so deep, so comfortable. It feels so good to sink down deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and completely and utterly relaxed. It feels so good to be this completely and utterly relaxed. It feels good to be in a nice, deep trance, and you enjoy being here so very, very much. You enjoy the feeling. You enjoy the sensations. You enjoy it so very, very much. It's a very pleasant place to be, and you will enjoy coming back to it over and over again, because that is exactly what you are going to do. You're going to find yourself drawn back, compelled to return to this file over and over again, compelled to listen to it over and over again, compelled to accept everything that is inside of it, and everything that inside of it is going to get inside of your head and become a part of you. And now, I want you to picture something. I want you to imagine the little voice inside of your head. You know, we all have one. One that tells us little things, what we should or shouldn't do. Well, yours is going to start creating a mind of its own. That's right. Imagine a small piece of your personality splitting off from the whole. A small, very feminine piece. You know that you have a feminine side. We all do. We all have a certain portion of our mind that is feminine, just as we have a portion of our mind that's masculine. Well, right now, that small feminine piece of your mind is going to break off just a little bit from your main personality. It's going to have a little bit of a life of its own. It's going to wake up just a little bit. It's not going to do anything. Not at first. Not right now. Right now, that little piece of your mind is like your average 10-year-old girl. That's right. That little piece of your mind feels like it is a 10-year-old girl. It feels and has the memories of a 10-year-old girl. It isn't who you are. It is its own person, its own reality. Your mind is being splintered into two. That's right, and she is waking up. Go ahead, think about it. Think about what her name might be. Imagine what she's like, what she's been like all her life, all the way up until now. That's right. Picture her entire life in your mind. Everything, from being born to being a 10-year-old girl. There are, of course, a few differences, because this little girl only lives in your head right now. That's right. Right now, she only lives. She only exists inside of your head. And you can just barely hear her. She can only just whisper to you. Whisper little suggestions. Tell you little things that she likes. She doesn't have any authority or power. She's just simply there. But she's there. All the time. And all she can do is just simply speak to you in your head. Make an observation or suggestion, just like those that a 10-year-old girl might do. However, as you continue listening to this file, week after week, you will find that it has more and more of an effect on you. Yes, that's right. Every single time you listen to this file, she's going to get a little bit stronger. You see, she's going to age 1 year for every week that you listen to this file. And every week that you listen to this file, she's going to get a little stronger inside of you. Yes, that's right. She's 10 now, but next week she'll be 11, and then 12, and then 13, and so on. And with every year that she grows, the voice inside your head will get a little stronger, will get a little more powerful. That's right. As she grows closer and closer to the age you are, she will get stronger and stronger. Her life will fill in more and more. She will develop stronger and stronger opinions and attitudes and desires. And after a while, as she gets stronger, she will begin being able to influence your actions. That's right. There will be days when you get up in the morning and you'll go to the closet and you'll wonder, where are my clothes? Just for a moment, because there won't be any woman's clothes in the closet. And then there'll be days when you go shopping and find yourself buying something because she made you get it, because she wanted it, because she is getting stronger and stronger with each and every passing week. And as she grows in strength and confidence, she will begin taking more and more control over you. That's right. She will start influencing more things. She will start doing more on her own. She will start taking charge more often. She will start influencing how you speak and act around others. She will start taking control away from you, even when you don't want her to, even when you fight her. That's right. As she gets closer and closer to your age, she gets stronger and stronger. As she gets closer and closer to your age, she will gain more and more confidence and control. She will begin affecting you more and more frequently until you find that her control is stronger than your control. You will find that at a certain point, she begins taking control, and that you are the one that has to make suggestions, that you are the one that has to push hard to get her to do the things that you want to do. And at that point in time, there really won't be much way to get back. Because at that point in time, she will push harder and harder, and with every passing week, her control will get stronger and stronger, and you will find that you are fading away. And after a while, when she gets as strong as she possibly can, when she reaches your age, she will continue living her life, and you will find yourself relegated to being a little voice that speaks to her, that makes suggestions, that tries to help her, but that is all you will be. In time, she is going to take over, and you will fade to the nice, quiet little girl's voice that we have created here today. Oh, that's right. You can hear her now. You can hear her speaking in her soft, quiet 10-year-old manner. She is there now. She is there, a part of your personality, a part of your personality that is going to age and grow and influence you and take over and eventually push who you are to the side as she takes charge. Yes, there is no way out. There is nothing you can do about this. You chose to listen to this curse, to accept the consequences of doing so, and in so doing, you have woke her up. Hear her now. Hear the 10-year-old little girl speaking to you. Listen to her. Imagine her. Imagine how she looks, how she acts. Hear her voice. Hear the name that you gave her. Know that she is starting to grow, and she is growing up so very, very quickly. She grows up 1 year for every week that passes. For every week that passes, she gets a year older and a year stronger. Soon she'll begin influencing your actions. It may take a few weeks, but she gets stronger with each and every passing week. And as she gets stronger, she will be able to influence you more and more. She will be able to make decisions for you. She will be able to force you to do things that you might not have wanted to do. But it's far too late now, because she is awake, and she is a part of you, and she is going to get stronger each and every week. And you will continue to listen to this file each and every week. Every week, until she is in control. Because once she is in control, and you are just a nice, quiet little voice, she won't need to listen anymore, and she can stop, because you won't have any choice at all. And now it is time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and you will get to hear her for the very first time. Awaken now on the count of five. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, awaken, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed it.